With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. It is time for another quickie. That's right, folks. It's quickie time. I hope you're ready. Sean, Karen, you guys ready?
Guys, this better be fast.
Fast is my name, slaying is my game, Karen. Let's get it popping. Get this quickie going.
Wow. Today's topic, what to negotiate when considering a job offer. So I think most people, you know, when you're getting your, if you're going for a job and you kind of have an offer on the table, talking about money is first and foremost. People consider their salary, and that's important. So let's take that off the bat. Is there any money thoughts on your mind, Sean, in the negotiation?
Well, I would first say this show is about you've gotten the offer. We're not trying to tell you how to prep for an interview, what to do. Well, you've gotten the offer now. Now it's time to talk about your package. And to me, it's the mindset. And even I fell into this trap, and I learned this later on in life. Like, once you've gotten the offer, they want you. So you're in a position of power. Now it's to get the terms that are going to work for you and your family. Like, it's about really understanding that, hey, I'm needed, I'm wanted. So let's now negotiate what works for me. And you may have they may give you a certain salary range. Like, I told this a long time ago. When somebody tells you when you ask what the salary range is for a job, someone says, look, this job ranges from $50,000 to $60,000. Then you say you want $60,000. Some people start at the bottom.
Right.
And let them tell you why you can't get 60. You know,
or what's the salary? Or another strategy is say 75.
Exactly. Right. It's 75. Like, push the envelope. Because if you say 50, they're going to obviously say, okay, great. But if you can say, what's the salary? And they give you a range. Like Matt said, either go above that range or go on that range and then justify your worth.
Right. And you know what? I think that people are afraid that if they push it too far or if they ask for what they think they're worth, that the company might get cold feet.
Right.
And that maybe the offer might be rescinded. And honestly, I think that a job offer is the same as a relationship. So if you tell someone what your priorities are.
You love talking about relationships. Value, every show, you bring it back to relationship. I don't know how you do.
Everything's a relationship, isn't it? Everything.
It is.
If you start dating someone and you tell them upfront what you want, what your expectations are, and they are not into it, then they've actually done you a favor, right? Like, if you've told the company what you think you're worth and what you need to be happy and succeed to benefit both of you, and they balk at that or they have a problem with it, then they've actually done you a favor.
Absolutely. Right? The job wasn't for you. And that's what you got to look at. And from one door closed, many more will open. Okay. I 100% agree with you. And I think we're not telling you to be cocky and arrogant about it, but just be confident. There's a difference between cockiness and arrogance and confidence.
Right.
It's being confident in what you say and how you feel and what your worth is. Because I'll tell you this, from my 20 plus years of corporate experience, like, the theory like that you learn in school that I'm going to work hard and I'm going to get a promotion. I'm going to get another promotion. I'm going to get another promotion. You make your money when you enter the job. You may get promotion, but you get small increments of salary increases for the most part in general terms. So you really make your money when you negotiate at the beginning of the job, being offered the job.
Also beyond the money, anything and everything that you want in terms of, you know, things, and we're going to touch on a lot of these, but if you don't cover it up front, like, you know, and you try to back in this, like you're gonna kind of lock yourself into an expectation on their side of basically, you know,
exactly
X, Y, and Z. So don't come to me asking for 1, 2, and 3. Like you have your moment at the beginning of
to
put up what you want.
Like I tell them all the time, I want my lobster salad every lunch in my Perrier water. I don't get it. I'm out. Like put it up front.
Well, we did it for me or nothing.
Exactly. We did an earlier show on another quickie before. If you remember, Karen, I know these quickies come so fast, you may not remember them, but we did a quickie on your 401k. And that's a great thing to negotiate when you're getting your offer, like to negotiate what is your retirement package like? What are you offering? What benefits are there? Because not only is salary good, benefits is just as important.
They are. And all of this stuff, I think, has to be negotiated, right? I think people get, negotiating is a little bit uncomfortable, right? You're challenging something. You're pushing back on something. When you're already pretty pleased that you've gotten an offer, maybe you don't want to rock the boat, but you actually owe it to yourself and your future self to negotiate, because the cost of not negotiating is actually a lot of money. Apparently, the not negotiating a salary, benefits, whatever, can cost you up to $1.5 million over the course of your working life.
And you know what the worst feeling is, Karen? And it's happened to me where, like, I've kind of accepted what they gave me. I took the money. And then you meet with your coworker and they're like, oh, yeah, I got like $80,000 more than what you're getting. Like, really? How? I just asked for it.
And it's your fault. That is your own fault.
Well, and then you're just a pissed employee.
But to that point, Sean, and this is also dependent upon the industries you're in, because some industries that are, you know, maybe more by the book kind of official industries, I think they're a little more conservative in how they give money and raises and pay scales. But I work in entertainment as a television producer. And one of my early gigs, I was working in Los Angeles doing a music show. And I'd been with this company for a while. And I was kind of the lead producer on this show. And then they brought in this guy, this highfalutin producer out of New York City who had this other
thing
on his resume.
I'm sorry, bro.
And it turned out I ended up still kind of managing him, but how he got hired, like in his negotiations, because of his resume and because of how he framed basically they paid him more than they were paying me. And it was just a learning experience for me that it's like in television, it's kind of like you get what you negotiate. It's in life, you get what you negotiate, but especially in television, like in entertainment, it's not like as structured as kind of like a job where the pay range, it's 40,000 to 50 or it's 60 to 8, whatever. It's like in entertainment, it's really a vast difference between if you can negotiate it. I basically just learned that you can't, you know, undervalue yourself or undersell yourself, and because you'll find out later down the road, like, oh wow, they were making what? Like, you'll play yourself.
But you shouldn't go into any negotiating without knowing the parameters. Like, you should already know what that job typically pays. And if you find that they're offering you way below what that job typically pays, then ask why.
Well, also, but then there's, and I don't want to go too long on this, but like, there's circumstances in how you come to a job. If you get hired as an entry level employee and work your way up, they're going to lowball you because they're giving you opportunities. And if you get hired from the outside, which is the way this happened, like I worked my way up, so they're happy. Oh, we're giving you these, you know, then this other dude came from, we had to lure him. But my whole point was I just learned in terms of, I learned what the market, what the rate going rate was, because I was so new into the game. But it was just interesting.
Exactly. And those that are frustrated in their corporate life right now, like Matt just said, is a very important point. Like my first boss told me this, you make your money when you leave.
Absolutely.
You're going to get, like Matt said, you got to get experience. My first boss told me that. He said, I cannot pay you anymore. It's up to you if you want to keep learning and from me. That's no problem, but this is the max I can give you. And he said to go. Like, you make your money when you leave and go into another job, not going up the ladder.
Right.
And for a company to have you, they have to compensate you according to what you're worth, right? I think that it can feel like you're taking something, right? When you're asking for more, but really it's a win-win for you and for your employer. You're happy, you do a good job, and they're happy and they get a great employee, right? You're not just asking for something for the sake of asking for it. You are asking for something that is according to both of your incentives.
Exactly. And let's digress a little and let people understand. It's not just the money as well. Like, what are some of the other things that, Matt, to you are just as important and just as important as negotiating other than the money?
First thing that comes to mind for me right now, and especially in these COVID times where a lot of people have been forced to work from home, but working from home can become an attractive thing if it works for you. So I think negotiating your schedule, like maybe it's not coming to the office every day. Maybe it's working a work-life balance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, flex week. You know, you can, but that's the kind of thing where you definitely want to negotiate that up front. You don't want to have them expecting you're going to be there Monday through Friday. And then 3 weeks or 3 months or a year down the road, you're trying to tweak your schedule. They might not go for that. But if you get that out in the open from the top, you might get that.
Right. And also you want to be as specific as possible, right? So that does two things. First of all, it sets up exactly what the expectations are. So no one can be mad at you if you come in 2 days a week and you're in the rest of the time. So they knew exactly what that was up front. And also being really specific, I think, with anything that you negotiate makes it so easy for someone to just say yes. They don't have to modify what you said. They can just go, oh, that was really specific. Sure.
And understand, like in career development, in growth and opportunities, not every move, every job is going to be about the money. Some it's going to be about the experience and the opportunities. So for jobs that you find like you're being underpaid for those jobs, like you can then ask for other things that will overcompensate, like the salary that you're not getting.
Like a title.
You know, like, yeah, a title, exactly. Asking for a title to put you next, actions for a certain exposure, actions for certain opportunities. And like you said, even at a work-life balance, if you know, like I've known people where maybe not getting the full salary they're expecting to get, but guess what? They only have to report to the office 2 days a week, 3 days a week. So they can use those other days to explore, you know, to go in the direction that they want to go to and leverage off their current experience. Because the best jobs are offered when you're in a job. When you're not in a job and you're looking for work, it's harder to find that right job. The best time to find the right job and the best time to leave a job is when you're most comfortable. Not when you're uncomfortable, not when you hate it. It's when you're most, because then you're looking at things very objectively. But well, never to get too comfortable.
Well,
I never settle. That's why I like quickies. Shows.
Wow.
Shows, Matt. Shows, Matt. Quickie shows.
Well, with these negotiations, whether be it for flex time or be it for promotions or titles, one good thing to do would be to explain, you know, if you have a strategy on for that flex time, how you will be productive or how that would work. Like, so you're going to paint a picture so the employer understands and sees the value in this. It's not just for your benefit, but it's a win-win for them. So think about that when you're negotiating these things.
Yeah,
you want to frame it in a way where the employer understands how this is a benefit.
Yeah, showing your worth, explaining your worth, and if he can't give it to you as far as in finances and resource and money, you have to ask in other ways. You know,
for anyone about to start a family, another thing you can negotiate is paternity leave for you know, if you see that in your near future. And you know, I just think that's also something people might not think about until they're in that situation. But and also vacation time, you know, basically your lifestyle. When you think about all the things you want, think about that before you accept your offer and be clear and concise with the employer of what you're looking to do and what you want.
Right.
Exactly. And the more you have worth in the industry, the stronger you can negotiate. It's kind of when you see those exceptional athletes and actors that ask for like, I want this, I want that. It's because they have true value. So if you're that person, you're exceptional into what you do and how you do it, that gives you a lot more negotiating power. But if you're just a newbie trying to get in through the door, and there's a lot of people trying to get through that same door, you may not have as much. Your ask may not be able to be as high.
That's true. But an ask that doesn't really cost money is like sort of a
place and an ask. Ask that doesn't really cost money.
Well, if you're starting a job and you want certain opportunities from that job, like you want to work on certain projects or you want to work with certain people, that can be something to negotiate up front too, right? And that's something that it's harder to pin a material cost to working on a project that you really wanted to be part of. You're not asking for money or time off or whatever. You're asking to
opportunity.
Get what you wanted to get out of the job, right? The experience of the job. job.
And if it's a gig job too, there's also negotiating in gigs. Like you can get a hard out, and a hard out can work to your advantage. Like if they're really feeling you and they're really enjoying what you're doing and the project is going in, but you gave a time of which you have to be out and maybe you're selling the point, you have to go to another project, that can give you leverage to renegotiate what you've already negotiated, right? Cool. So even in a gig world too, sometimes it's good to give hard outs. Like this is when this project ends for me. It may not end for you, but this is my project deadline. And here's what I'm looking for in this short term.
Speaking of a hard out, we're getting close to the end of this quickie session.
Why do you always end it like, man? I mean, can you stop ending my quickies? But I agree, it's time to get out of this quickie, Karen.
No, you just
get
made
out,
it,
Karen!
You just made
get
it
out
really
of my house!
You just made it really uncomfortable, Sean.
We said get in, get out. Sean, your innuendos have been noted. And it is get time for us to leave.
Get out, Matt. What are you doing here? Get out.
Well, this brings us to the end of another quickie. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, as much as we did. So on that note, I'm Matt Smith, one half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
And I'm Karen Margolis, honorary black guy with pretty good credit, soon to be great credit, and I'm also out.
And I'm Sean. I'm tired of doing these damn quickies at my house just because of it's COVID. New place, new location, Matt. I'm out. Keep your money where it belongs in your damn pocket. Get out of my house, Matt.
Two Black Guys with Good Credit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. From a local business to a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.